very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us talk about Dennis 10 Memorial. I have been given the honor of welcoming us into this podcast because I'm wearing lipstick today. Because if you haven't heard yet, you can see our faces now. This goes out on YouTube on Wednesdays. But if you're lucky and on Patreon, you could see us on Tuesday.
Yeah. Thank you,
Ashley.
What
an introduction.
Yeah. I am now glam for the show.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Ashley and I were texting in the hour leading up to this show. And then at one point, she was silent on me. And then I like rethought something that I was saying. And I was like, you know what? Never mind. I got it. And then she goes, oh, sorry, I was doing my hair. I was like, you what? For what? For the call you and I are about to be on? Because I'm not doing mine. So here we are.
And I definitely did not do mine.
Well, you sort of were doing yours.
Yeah.
Well, I have
a silk scarf on.
I want the audience to know that I have like a silk scarf next to me. So that, like, when anytime we're not filming, I can just put it on my head and I can press my hair down until it sort of, like, shapes into, like, a more appropriate camera-ready shape.
And when I got on this call, Adam had it tied around his head and I asked him if he was wearing a scrub cap from doing surgery this morning. So that's how it looks. If you are not watching the video version, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Silk surgery scrub cap.
Yeah. Which honestly, I do feel like if you were ever to do surgery, I know you would go out of your way to be like, okay, but what are my options?
I would.
You'd find the nicest one.
Yeah, I would.
And they'd
I would
be like,
go,
no, that's not clean.
It's not clean to wear a dirty silk scarf.
You're like, but it's Gucci.
This is Amazon. Do you know you can get silk on Amazon?
I know. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's definitely not ethical silk, but I don't really even know what ethical silk is. So.
I don't know.
Okay. How are they treating the worms?
And this is our segment on sort of like the political climate. How are they treating the worms? I don't know, you guys.
Moving on. We have some really exciting housekeeping to go over.
I wouldn't even call housekeeping makes it sound boring. I think it's better than that.
Well, if you talk to Adam, it makes him really excited. I don't think anyone loves cleaning more than or organizing more than Adam Rapon.
Yeah. So if you're into that, this is housekeeping. And if you're not into that, this is
it's a house party. Okay. So house party. If you're watching, we have a new banner tool that we're trying out, which I'm really excited about.
Oh yeah. Do it. See if it works.
Okay. Wait, we need a drum roll. Oh, we need a soundboard. Okay. Drum roll.
Well, Adam can provide a soundboard, but I think he's proven to be irresponsible with it.
True. Okay. Big news. Here we go.
Oh, good job.
Really,
it worked.
Really excited to announce that we're going to have two live shows at this Skate America in Lake Placid. So our first live show is going to be Friday at 4 p.m. Our second live show is Sunday at 11:30 a.m. House party, I feel like.
House party.
Yeah.
House party.
Lake Placid house party.
Once the banner went up, I went, this is not housekeeping.
No.
It's party. Yeah. And speaking of party, we will not be providing food, but you will have the option of buying yourself a little bevy if you wish. We're going to have a bartender.
Yes. No, we're really excited. We're going to be in Lake Placid for the whole competition. We'll do a show a couple hours before competition starts on Friday at 4 p.m. and local time. That's the Eastern time zone, everyone. And on Sunday morning, when some of the competition has wrapped, but there's still two events to go on Sunday, we'll do another show a couple hours before that. We are stoked, and we think we'll have some fun guests as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the other thing that you should all know is that the tickets for this are going to go on sale next week. So we're giving you time to get your affairs in order. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you will have access to tickets a day early. So we're going to put tickets on sale on Tuesday morning. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll get an email to that effect if you want to buy them. And then they will go on general sale on Wednesday morning. So you have time to decide if you want to join the Patreon if you haven't already. And you also have time to decide you're still not going to Lake Placid and you can't come. But we would love to see anyone, everyone.
We want to see your faces.
Yeah, we want to see anyone and everyone there. And like Sarah said, those show times are 4 o'clock and 11:30, and that is Eastern time because we will be in New York. Not to be confused with doing the live shows on the East Coast, but still living in the Pacific time zone of going, what? And I'm going, sorry, I actually made these
messed it up again.
Damn it.
And so in case we haven't convinced you to let us swindle you yet, and you're like, wow, what? This Patreon, it just sounds so great. I get so much out of it.
Yeah.
An episode early and early access to tickets. You can check us out at patreon.com/therunthroughpodcast. So we won't swindle you too much, but we'd love to see your faces, and it's going to be a good time. I'm excited for our guests, and I feel like I'm excited about having a bartender there to be the most excited, to be the most honest. Like, that's going to be, we're leveling up. This isn't Banners. This is
Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
Yes.
I'm excited to be in the birthplace of smokers' rights. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Adam, you're responsible for designing a collab post with US Figure Skating. Do you think you're going to be able to get away with that?
For sure. If there's anyone who loves smoking, it's US Figure Skating.
If you don't see smokers' rights on our collaborative post next week announcing these tickets, it means we were censored.
Yeah. I'll find a way to kind of incorporate it in a way. Like, I'll add maybe like smoke in
haze.
The air. Haze.
Yeah.
And just know what that haze
is. Like the scent of nicotine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Fabulous.
Okay, so
speaking
that's
of the
that.
Scent of nicotine.
Does that organically get us into our next
the
segment?
The men's event.
Okay, sure.
The Dennis
what, is Javi
Memorial.
Fernandez in the building? What's going on?
I do think there are some scent of nicotine style programs.
Okay.
In
I'm
the
excited.
Men's event
I haven't watched
at Dennis 10.
Anything aside from my required women's event. So I'm
really?
Excited
I've
to
watched,
learn.
Okay.
I watched 3 sets of programs, and one of them was because I just kept on seeing it on Twitter, and then the other two were out of sheer curiosity.
Great. Okay.
Take it away, Sarah.
And with that.
Yeah, I'll take it away. So I think the headliners here are Mikhail Shaidarov, skating at home in Kazakhstan, and there was not a big crowd at this event, but still like palpable excitement for him in the
it
building
was so
which was
cute.
Really cool to see. There were actually several men from Kazakhstan skating in this event, which was really cool, and given the name of the event, like, just cool on Dennis 10's legacy.
Yeah.
But Mikhail Shaidarov is a headliner, obviously, and Jason Brown is a big headliner as well. They ended up, Mikhail won this event. Nika Igadze from Georgia got second and Jason Brown got third. And they all were in those exact orders in the short program and the free skate. So we'll view it all through that lens. But before I talk more about the top three, Junwon Cha was also in this event. He skated in the short program poorly. Let me rephrase. The step sequence, the rent was due. He skated so well. Like, really. And he's like never not wearing fringe.
Or he's flow. Doing... He loves excess.
Yes, but he loves fringe specifically on the sleeves.
Does he?
So, yeah.
I think that Sarah and Ashley are having
time I've...
two different definitions of fringe. When Ashley's thinking fringe, she's thinking thin piece of thin. Like...
he's having like pieces of fabric flowing. Frail. Off.
Yes.
Frail.
Like a line dancer in Vegas. Fringe. Hmm. Like if he held his arm straight out to the side.
Dolly Parton?
Yes, he would have little pieces of fabric all along.
Not like a children's jellyfish toy fringe, cuz that's what I'm thinking you're describing.
I don't.
Where it's like the twirly pieces of fabric that come down. Either way, he's a man that loves fabric attached to his costume.
He loves anything that will distract from the actual shape of his body.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. That's so
I don't
true.
Know what his shape is.
No one does. He doesn't
even. Want you to.
It's giving Took to Mishiva in a fabulous way.
So he's doing, Ashley, to answer your question, he's doing Rain in Your Black Eyes for this short program. I do think... like it's really good, and again the step sequence was great. I think Rain in Your Black Eyes is hard as a short program because it has like that piece of music is like 11 minutes long in real life, and the builds are so long
and it takes
and
a minute
earned as you listen to it, right? And in a short program, like you're compressing it a lot in a long program as it is, and in the short program it feels really compressed together. So I always think it's courageous to try to like do justice to all the different rises and falls of that music within less than 3 minutes, you know. He had a tough jumping short program and didn't score well, and then withdrew before the free skate. So I don't know if he is healthy. I hope that he is. That's what I know. So
okay,
that's that on that. And we look forward to seeing
that
him do a full competition
on that
soon.
Yes.
On that.
And then the other person that I want to mention who was not on the podium. Actually, I have a couple people I want to mention who are not on the podium. But mainly Vladimir Litvinov.
Okay, I saw this program.
Who has long hair now. He has a bun in the short program. A small one. And then he has his hair sort of slicked back, brushed back. Down for the free skate, which is a Joker program. So he's styled like Joaquin Phoenix in the Joker.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so exciting for me to hear all of this because I don't know it. So I'm like, my only image is exactly what everyone is going to describe.
He is sort of, just so you know, Adam, in what you would describe as a U.S. women's gymnastics team bun in the short program. So it's just a little like it just threw it up there a little bit.
Hate that.
It also kind of looks like when I cut my hair into a bob and I couldn't really put it into a bun for a while, and then finally it got long enough that I was like, okay, I can do it. I can finally put it into a bun. It looks like he got really excited that his hair is finally long enough that he can put it into a bun, and it's this like little wrap bun.
He definitely is excited.
He's excited about it. Yeah.
His short program is predictably weird. And he's, you know what, I'm gonna debut a new category of skater. It's not a new category, but it's a new name for this category.
Okay.
Just children of the void.
Totes.
He is Throw a him child in there. Of the void. Lara Naki Gutman is a child of the void. These are the people. Could Vladimir Litvinov do a program on the O.J. Simpson trial? Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Hana Yoshida, that's a child of the void.
Mm-hmm.
Children of the void, I love them.
She's got the O.J. Simpson trial soundtrack ready to go. It's cut.
So I like, the short program is voidy. It's weird. It's like he's so entertaining because he's so voidy and weird and like will just mix music completely randomly. But it just never like you never want to look away. You're never bored watching him, which well, I
because if
great.
You look away, you're afraid you're going to miss context, and the context never comes.
No, it never comes.
That's the best part.
Yeah. I am curious if he grew his hair specifically for the Joker program and the free skate.
For sure.
I kind of hope that, like, method acting.
100%.
Child so of hardcore. The void.
Yeah.
Method acting. He does a fun job in the Joker program. He needs more conditioning. He was so tired at the end. He was just like, he looked like he was going to fall over. He was so tired. Yeah, but it was nice to see him just kind of doing things as usual that feel just unique and fresh for him.
Wait, can I just talk about this music in the free skate real quick?
Please.
So he starts off, he literally skates up to the boards, props himself up there, and then it goes, like Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's wearing a Party City Murder outfit. Like,
it's
fake blood is everywhere.
Well, it's
there's
like
half
it's like
skirt.
Got like suspenders like painted on. They're not on. Uh-huh. He's not wearing them. They're like drawn onto the
shirt.
They're
drawn on. Mm-hmm. And then
and like splashes of red.
Splashes of
red.
Red
supposed to be blood.
But for sure.
For sure. It
could be anything.
Smoker's rights. He takes a nice long draw from a cigarette.
Uh-huh. No conditioning to what Sarah was saying. Go on.
Right. Well, yeah.
Lack
the
of conditioning.
Sense of nicotine.
focusing on the conditioning of his hair, not his body.
It looked so good. A little, what is it? A CLB, a cunty little bob.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Lady Gaga comes in. And she's singing for a little bit. And she's at the boards. It's
she's
a live
at the board
show.
Saying,
she comes into
faster.
The fucking rink.
But there's this part where they insert, like, she's talking in the movie. But what they decide to do is use this echo effect. So every line has a triple echo after it. So it's like, I love to see you, to see. It goes on for a very long time. And I was just watching it like, who made this call? Meanwhile, he's like falling on
that
triple
section,
axle, doubling something. It's chaos.
That section is sort of like, you know, in the Hunger Games when she gets stung by that bee that makes her like kind of hallucinate. And like, and everybody is like blurry and there's like four of every person. That's how the music feels in that section.
Wait, that's so funny. What were those bees? The hammer jacks?
Tracker
or something?
Jackers.
Tracker jackers.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun little 50s. Like popcorn box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does, yes.
Cracker Jacks, that's all. That's my only note. I just thought that was crazy. Didn't he have a Nutcracker program last year? He was like so put together. And then to see this was just a wild turnaround.
Mm.
Or no.
Well,
maybe I don't know his lore.
Yeah. Well, do you remember he was the one that was doing that it was the Nutcracker mixed with Josh Groban.
Yes.
Like it was.
Which
it was
had
this
context. Did you realize? I did not know
this. You
somebody
told
was
us
yes,
this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it's
we
like
had
from
someone,
the,
yes.
The Polar Express or something. I'm like, all the
if
songs from one
reach.
Movie does not make a context, but okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, yes, that was him, Ashley. I just think it's not unusual for him to have music cuts that are confusing.
The void.
Yeah.
The
or void. Wait, you guys, do you guys remember? Obviously, of course you do. He skated to the Lion King, but was wearing shark teeth around his neck.
Well, for a second, I was like, wait, is he that guy? Because then this actually makes a lot of sense.
And like the shirt was tiger print.
No, he looked like Betty Rubble. Like it was crazy.
I love him.
Me too.
The leader of the Children of the Void, him and Lara,
king and queen
of the Void.
For sure.
So let's talk about the top three. I will say that Nika Egadze's jumps look good. They look very good. He is just not that good at moving his body. Like, he needs to do Pilates, Sasha Cohen. Do you know what I mean? Like, he can't bend his back. Do you know what I mean? It's like he really struggles yeah, he's completely stiff. And combine that with, I think he's making some effort on past performances to do a little bit more with his face, but the stiffness of the body just, like, you can't get anything out of that. So he got second. Like, he did some really, really nice quads. He did. Like, there's no denying that. But the rest is just a little bit stiff. So we'll see how it grows.
How that Pilates starts coming along.
Yeah. Always a jump scare to see a Terry Toot Britse in the Kiss and Cry. But she was there. And Jason Brown. Let's talk about Jason Brown, who has to be getting a costume for Riverdance, I believe. He was skating in black to Riverdance, which...
Yeah.
It just felt so weird, but I was like,
not the color of his people.
Yeah. I mean, it just must be that the costume isn't done already. Because he's similar to us talking about Olivia Smart and how she definitely would not do that to us. Because
right. She's not Olivia Dome.
Yeah, so true.
No, and she's Olivia is Jason thought Brown. Out and planned. And
Jason so is Jason
Green.
Thought
He'll
out.
Be Jason Green by the time we get to the next
Instead
event.
Instead of Brown. Mm-hmm. He's Jason Black right now. And yeah. it's, but I mean, so he's got a little ways. This felt like a really good early season showing for Jason. I think there are jump improvements that he will make over the course of the season as he's like peaking more for competition. And I'm, you know, sympathetic to the fact that he has sort of not sympathetic to, I just know that he and his team have kind of a different rhythm that they have been using to make sure he's in shape at the right time. So I'm not really worried about that. Mm-hmm. So he had some jump issues. This Irish short program step sequence is a masterpiece. It feels very like at a certain point with Jason's artistry, like you run out of adjectives to describe how good it is. But this is one of his real masterpieces of a step sequence.
I love that he brought this program back in this way. And I feel like we see Riverdance time and time and time again. It's a really easy costume for younger skaters to put on. So that music, it's super easy for it to look kind of juvenile. He makes it look so expensive. And you watch it, and it's not even like, oh, I'm so excited. It's the part. It's like, oh my God, this is so good. It's like, this is the kind of skating where when people complain about how Jason gets these big scores without the technical content, I'm like, sit down and shut the fuck up. He's doing his program.
Yeah.
I love this kind of skating. It's so fun to watch.
I think we're used to seeing it in the sort of rhythm dance capacity in the sense of, or say like the way Sarah Everhart's program to Riverdance is, where it's fast most of the time, or it's like big energy most of the time. And he uses some of the more sweeping parts of the music and takes advantage of those in a way that a worse skater couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be really good to be able to take advantage of that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I also love about it is that like the Riverdance is Jason's first iconic program, and you know you have to have like a long enough career to like sample yourself.
Yeah,
I know.
He's sampling himself. Like, it's not just that the music is like fun and he's pulling it off in a different way. He's also making a nod to how long he's been in the game as like a tribute to his own skating, which is also sort of like so cool. Because it's like, I've been here forever and I'm still like, I'm so iconic that I'm sampling myself.
Yeah.
Roheen put something out the other day where he listed all of the programs the two of them have choreographed. And like, I know that they've had this longstanding relationship and they've done a ton together, but seeing it on paper in front of me, I was like, oh my God, I remember this program. I remember this program. This one was so good. There's just so many pieces that they've done together that have been like classic Jason programs. So it's really cool to see this back.
Oh yeah, they ranked them. I need to like look at the video again because there were some of the rankings I did not agree with that when they were ranking their own, like they're ranking their own material. And I'm watching the video going, wrong. No.
No.
Higher, lower.
Incorrect.
No.
And me, I'm looking at it, not even realizing they're ranking it. I'm like, oh my God, look at the hit list. I was just scrolling through so fast, but like, it's just crazy how much they've done together.
Yeah. That's the short program. It's really good. I think to your point, Adam, not only is it like badass to be able to sample yourself like that, but it's hard to do it well and it not feel like sort of a cheap knockoff of something you've already done. So like kudos to them. Cause it's great. It's really great. I don't feel a lot of ways about the free skate that he has. He's doing a cover to Say Something. I think it's called Say Something, but it's the song that's like, Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You. Mm-hmm. And it's a cover in a voice that I think it's a YouTuber that he specifically asked if he could use their cover of it, if I remember right. It's fine, you know, like it's fine. That song is a little, I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm in middle school again. Do you know what I mean? Like it has that sort of like almost emo, whiny quality.
Yeah, melancholy.
Yeah.
I would drive in my car and sing it to my ex-boyfriend in my head because I was like, you're so emo during those years. You're like, say something. I'm giving up on you. I agree. It takes you back to a time, but I don't know if it feels like super fresh necessarily as far as just like a musical idea.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on how I would
describe it.
I would just say that I am not yet completely sold on it. Mm-hmm. It is not bad by any stretch because Jason can and does elevate any music that he skates to. I really believe that, which is such a gift, but you know, like I think it's not my favorite yet.
Need some time to bake.
Yeah. Need some time in the oven. But yeah, he also he did like a cartwheel into his ending pose on both programs. Did you notice this, Ashley?
Yes, I did. What do you think?
Not needed.
It scares me.
You guys,
I don't mind.
I don't mind
the short program so much. I'm like, okay, go upside down for Riverdance.
Well, it's because at that point you're in kind of the big finale feel of the music, which granted, like both of them are at the end of the program and it's the finale. But yeah, Riverdance, you're kind of like, okay, like you're doing something kind of silly and like, I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Say Something program, I don't get it other than I think that it is a very cool, this is his version of, Adam, if you haven't seen it, he does it out of a spin, mm-hmm. which is cool. Like, it seems like it would be quite hard. And I think this is his version of Ilya doing the raspberry twist in the spin. It's just like something that's, he feels like is his own stamp on something.
So he's using it as a difficult exit?
Yeah, does he get a level for that?
I think he is.
That's why you would do it. Because Lara does the same thing.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. And like, you know, I don't know that you need that specific flourish for the tone of the long program.
Mm-hmm.
And I know by your face that you don't think you need a cartwheel at any point in any program.
I'm going to say this. I think that, like, listen, I think if Jason decided that they're doing the cartwheel, this is probably just, like, the best difficult exit that he does. And so they're just going to go with that. And to my point, when anyone puts their palms onto the ice and lifts their legs over their head, look what you've made Jason Brown do.
Oh, good point.
Look what you've made him do. I think like there's a time and a place where it's cool, right? But I think like if he's throwing this in at the end of the program, it's because like it's his best chance to get a level in a higher GOE. Not because, oh boy, say something, I'm cartwheeling. Say something, I'm going to do a cartwheel.
I'm cartwheeling away from you as I give up on you.
Yeah, I'm giving up on you.
I'm woo! Giving up on other spin exits.
And I say this as somebody like who I'm so curious the spins that we would do, Ashley, in this like era of skating, because they're so nuts. Like they have gotten very like acrobatic and bad.
I know that you and I would be complaining.
I'd be doing a cartwheel for sure, because I would be doing like a cartwheel and a butterfly out of the thing, out of the spins for my difficult.
I would quit.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know how many coaches have tried to teach me a butterfly?
I do know that, because I tried to. I said, no, it's ridiculous that you can't
like,
do a butterfly.
No, it's stupid. You can do a death drop, but you can't do a butterfly. And I said, teach me. Mm-hmm. And no, I can't. I'd be like, I think this is a good time for me to gracefully exit. Mm-hmm. Instead of how I ungracefully exited.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Shiderov?
Let's talk about Shiderov. He is doing a rock program in the short.
Back to my main issue with the men's event this year. Soft rock.
Hard fall.
Hard fall.
His is not as soft.
It's not as soft.
It's not as soft. He does Phil Collins, like, In the Air Tonight into another song that is a little bit harder rock. He is, like, the costuming is like the other half to Maria Pavlova's biker chick. Like he is in her motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
In this outfit. He's wearing leather or pleather pants with a leather or pleather vest that is stoned like all over.
Mm-hmm. As they are in a gang.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've ever seen a motorcycle game, believe me, it smells like E6000 and it looks like this sun.
The scent of nicotine. So I think maybe Maria Pavlova styled him for this, but he, I actually like this program on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels fun when he's doing it. And I think it will work as long as he's hitting his jumps.
Yeah,
I can imagine it working. You
know, that's most of his content.
Yeah.
It heavily relies on the standing up.
Yeah. So I like this short program. I don't know that everybody does, but I actually like it for him. I think it kind of works. It's very what we've talked about. Like he feels pretty bought into it, which makes you feel a little more bought into it. So, I mean, he does in this particular performance did this awesome quad toe to start the second half. Like it's a good program. It's got some good moments. And as it develops, I think it'll work well for him. I have no idea what the free skate is.
Good.
Okay. It ends with Fifth Element.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, sorry. To be fair, like I know what it is, but like objectively, no. I just don't artistically, conceptually know.
Mm-hmm. The start is something. Is it in Russian?
So the start is listed as Confessa the Diva Dance by Dimash and Eric Serra. Eric Serra is also the Fifth Element composer listed on the last song. So I think it's maybe a full movie. Fifth Element program.
It's a full diva dance.
It's a movie.
Well, Diva
it's
went
the
down.
Polar Express. It's the Fifth Element. It's I don't think it's very good artistically. Mm-hmm. I think it feels like a specific design to beat Ilya Malinin at his own game.
Okay.
Like, same does way. That make sense?
Yeah,
like,
I've it, never
I,
watched
I wanna
it.
I want to understand what you're trying it. To say. What do you mean?
What They're is in the I same know genre. Adam is, yeah.
It's the same genre of like, no, we're going to be like adult contemporary, but we are both 21. We're
just doing epic music with yeah. a lot of jumps. And like,
I feel
is,
what you're saying.
You know, like it's an aura, like an the aura, aura of the program is the same. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? So.
Yeah, because we are all something, but we're all nothing.
No, we're not nothing.
And we are nothing, Sarah. Sorry.
No, we're not.
No, your ice dancer worth nothing. Sorry.
Wait, you guys. Okay, today is Monday when we're recording. Ice dancer was an answer in the New York Times crossword today. And the clue was not worth nothing.
Oh, was it?
Do you want to know what the clue was?
I do.
Stand by. Yes. The clue was skaters who do lifts and twizzles.
Oh,
that was in
wow.
the New York Times today. Anyway, you know who's not doing lifts and twizzles? Mikhail Shidorov, because he's doing 5 quads in this program. Mm-hmm. And 2 of them he messed up in this performance.
One fall was crazy.
He had one very crazy fall on a quad toe. Yeah. Like insane.
So towards the like, beginning?
No, it was like towards the middle. Like,
okay.
it was maybe the first one he had in his second half. I'm trying to remember.
But it was like the kind of fall where you see someone fall and you're like, thank God they're in there. How old is he, 21?
Roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like,
he's
thank
younger
God
than that,
he's
I
like
think.
Still wet from birth. Like that, he's going to shake that off in no time.
I
he's
think
got
he's
plenty of white blood
like
cells.
20. I think he's okay. 20 or 21. Mm-hmm. So,
I
yeah.
He was
more
like,
white blood cells to Ashley's
more white
point.
Blood
cells.
Science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm on my way to becoming a doctor. Mm-hmm. And you're a surgeon. He was yeah. at this angle and then landed forward.
Yeah, and he landed completely forward. It was bizarre.
Bizarre.
It's just not.
I'm gonna have to tune into that up. One.
But yeah, there's a part with like very intense female vocals that is not Yes.
Wait, you
say
know
it
what
again.
That, wait, you know what this music reminds me of? Just a total side note that has nothing to do with the men's event.
Are you going to say Alexa Kinnearum can sing
Alexa,
this?
Alexa, we share the same brain. Alexa Kinnearum has this like incredible party trick that she, I don't think she'll show it to anyone, but she shows it to most. And she can
on
do
a
the,
bus going to a competition, she'll show it to you.
To most. And she spent like a decent amount of time working on what song is it? The I can't do
that
it. It's
song.
So good.
But she can do it like if Alexa Kinnearum were to take singing lessons, it would be fucking over.
Done
for the opera community because she can sing this perfectly.
Perfect. It's
wow.
Wild. Yeah.
Okay,
so every time I hear
amazing.
That Fifth Element song,
I'm starting a
it
rumor that
think.
It's Alexa Kinnearum on the vocals in Mikhail Shidorov's programs.
Yes. That would make the most sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's how they're getting around the rights.
Yeah. I mean, but anyway, this program conceptually feels like a bit of a mess. But the quads when he's, you know, when he's not landing forward, they are, I mean, the triple axel half loop quad sal at the beginning is just so nuts. It's so nuts. I mean, not the first time we've seen him do it, but it's just, he does a quad lutz right after that. Like he's gonna be, if he can do this program cleanly, he's going to be right there with Ilya, I think, and with Yuma Kageyama, which is just, I mean, so we will see how it develops. And they were chanting Misha during his free skate, which
so
was really
cute.
Nice. Yeah.
I really like him.
I know that there are some stray things that I wanted to say that I didn't, but I think that is like the real, that's the story of the men's event.
Okay. Should I take on the women?
You should.
Please.
Come on.
I'm happy to.
And for those of you following along at home doing the math and thinking, there's only one discipline left and there's only one person left to present. Yes, you're right.
It is me.
The grand finale is Ashley Wagner on the ice dance. Mm-hmm.
as anyone would want it.
Tell us about...
I actually haven't seen any of the women. What happened?
Well,
yeah, tell us.
I'll get this over with quick. Now, at first, before we begin, I want to say congratulations to our three medalists. Haeyun Lee from Korea came away with the gold. Ah Sun Yoon from Korea was the silver medalist. And Maddie Skeezus came away with the bronze medal. So I also want to give a shout out to Joey Lee from the U.S. This is like the first time I'm seeing her this season. I really like her programs. She seems like she's like maturing a lot. I think the skating can still get a bit bigger and faster, and she can perform a bit more out to the audience. But I know Caitlin Weaver did her short. I think Massimo Scali did the free skate. It's really creative. It's cool. The skating, the transitions, like it's all very cool. I'm excited to see how she's going to develop it. For her, it was just like a million. I couldn't find the detailed results, but as I'm watching it, I'm sure she got a million calls on the jumps.
Yeah, death by a thousand.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Mm-hmm. Maddie Skeezus. I think that...
Not a deep sigh before you start.
Listen, she was frustrated too. Okay. So she had a lot of pops. She did not seem pleased with the way that she was skating. Short program... is Swan Lake, Free Skate, Butterfly Lovers, channeling Karen Chen. I'll say there was a mentality in figure skating that like green was unlucky. And this was like a rumor started by Frank Carroll, who told everybody that you can't skate in green. It's unlucky. I don't know why.
He was like, God, I hate this color. And he's just like, I need to stop
it. It's unlucky.
Seeing it. It's unlucky.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
He'd come into my house and he would throw up.
Exactly. And we don't want that.
We don't want that.
Maddie skates the Butterfly Lover. She's in like a light green dress. I really like this color of dress on her. It looks really nice.
But is it bad luck?
Well, it wasn't good luck. Big combo in this program was a double loop, double toe, single axel. So there was some struggle. Maddie, to me, is very frustrating because she has every quality of somebody who could be in the medal mix. If the skating was a bit more polished and she was a bit more consistent, because the jumps, really, when she lands them, like she is a skater who there is no question of rotation or anything like that. I think that it's going to be really interesting for this Canadian women's Olympic team. So that is going to be like a fight to the finish.
I don't think anyone's feeling super comfy right now. And that has to be putting a ton of pressure on every single person every single time they go out.
I mean, I think we're seeing it with the Canadian men as well. We're starting to see like everybody kind of pulling it together, getting their shit together, and wanting to make a case of why they should be on the Olympic team. The Olympics does this to everybody, no matter where you're from. But especially when you know like the spots are limited, people are going to be stepping. I mean, listen, I'm still looking for that clean triple axel from Sarah Maud Dupuy. That's a huge statement that she can make. But again, it's like a little early in the season. If Maddie Skeezus, like, you know, gets some of the bugs out, there's a case for her to be on the Olympic team as well, obviously.
Yeah.
We have Ah Sun Yoon from Korea. She was good. I mean, she opened the free skate, huge single lutz. And I went, okay, it's going to be a long skate. And she pulls
Buckle
it together.
Up.
Yeah, it's fine. Haeyun Lee, she's the most notable in this entire event. I think of anybody who could find themselves in the mix at the Olympics, top 10, top 5, if people, like, it's not unfathomable to think that she could be on the podium, given some mix-ups and shake-ups. She was on a world's podium before. I think that she's in better shape and better spirits in this season already. She's definitely one of, like, for me, one of the front runners to be on the Korean Olympic women's team. For the short program, she skates to My Way. And when I saw that this, like, this was the music and the program just started, my first reaction was like, girl, My Way. We tried it your way. You got in trouble. But I'm Ching. Okay. Now, I did not want to like the program. I will say that once it got started. It's like this big, like, big voice singing it. It's kind of over the top. I remember, like, when it got going, I'm like, okay, here we go. And then by the end, I'm telling you, didn't want to like it. The program is really, really good. It's really, really good. She's not the most polished. I think that she could do with some, like, longer extensions, straightening her knee, little things like that. But the choreography is very high level. It looks really nice. Free skate, Carmen. Again, she skates really well. She's not, like, perfect right now, but she's, like, in really great shape. It's really good. And the ending is, like, fabulous. She dies and she just, like, lays out on the ice. Choreography is, like, really very quite high level. Like, it's okay. It's a very well constructed program. She's coming, like,
who's listed as her choreographer?
I'm sure Shay Lin is in there.
But
I think I'm happy that we have
Misha G.
Oh, then he did a fabulous job for he did the Carmen.
It just says Misha G. I'm on the ISU's, like, weird version of their site, not, like, the old school one that we like to use. So who knows?
Okay. Well, I'm going to say Misha G has always put together some nice programs, but in the last few years, he's put together some, I'm always
really great
and
stuff.
I'm going to say this is a huge compliment to Misha that, like, there have been a few times where I'm like, oh, Lori Nickel must have done it. And
yeah,
then
wow.
It's like, oh, it's Misha G.
I mean, I think he's brilliant. I really do.
He is. He's really, and he's been doing some programs for a long time. And I think in the last few years, it's the stuff he's putting together.
He's figuring it out for
sure.
It's
very good. I think some of the women, now, like I said, I'm really happy that we're having a Carmen in the mix because it's important to have a Carmen at the Olympics, I believe. Right?
I agree.
I think that some of the skaters should go to the Samantha Cesaria School of Carmen.
Okay.
To learn how
Please.
To get
yes.
into character. Now, I know we have some, like, newer skating fans who might be listening to the podcast and you might be going, who's Samantha Cesaria? I'm going to teach you right now because it's important. I want to take you to a little place.
Now.
Yes. I want to take you to a little place you might know as New Jersey. And in New Jersey, there used to be a skater who was perfectly packaged. And her name was Samantha Cesario. Now, she would skate
no
faster than
New Jersey.
10 miles an hour. She is from New Jersey.
No, she's a New York girly. I think she skated in, like, Rockville.
I think Muncie. New Jersey.
Muncie.
Is Muncie New York? All right. Then let me start
over. Is it a geography podcast now?
Well, we already did that part on fossil fuels in the beginning. So
yeah,
wherever.
We've done
I want to take you.
We're doing geography.
Yeah. I want to take it to the East Coast since we have a stickler for geography here.
A place you might know
as New York. I just don't
want
to take
the
talent away from New York when it's deserved.
From the tri-state area. Okay.
Okay, great.
I want to take you to a little place I like to call the tri-state area, where there's a girl who will skate no faster than 10 miles an hour, but she will not fall on a jump. And she's not going to do a triple-triple. She's going to do her triple-doubles, and she is 100% of the time going to skate to Carmen, and she's always going to get a standing ovation. Always, whether it be at a poorly attended Skate America or a well-attended U.S. Nationals, she will be getting a standing ovation, sometimes the only of the event.
Yeah.
And it is because she is captivating. She is wearing thick ponytail, very thick ponytail. And it's just, she has charisma in a way where, like, she's fully involved in the character. If you've never watched a Samantha Cesario Carmen, it is absolutely, it's worth the watch. And I wish there was a bit more of that in this Heian Carmen, but I will say that the Carmen, it's really well done. Also, something else I wanted to talk about women related was, I don't know if this, maybe I'm like watching it late or whatever, but I saw Brady Tennell skating her short program to Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey. And I think it looks really nice. And it made me think one thing. And the thing that I thought was, it made me a bit like sad. And it made me sad because I think we have five really good girls who could all, and who all deserve to be on that Olympic team. And there are going to be two who stay home.
Yeah.
And that's what it made me think.
And are good enough for the team.
Who are more than qualified to be at the Olympics. Because when I was watching Brady, I was like, damn, like, she's right in there too. It's a long season, but we have five really like girls who could truly make a case, and they can make a case this season based on like their pedigree of the last few years. So
they could make a case today.
Yeah,
they could make a case today, and that's and in summation, that is your women's event at the Dennis Tenn Memorial.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Buckle up, everybody. I'm going to take on the dance event. I started.
There was no pairs event at Dennis Tenn, for those of you who do not know that. So
Don't worry. I'm also
three
not
disciplines only.
Pairs. I started.
Ashley will also be taking on that.
Started watching the free dance. I only was able to really find a handful of rhythm dances personally. So I saw the Browns rhythm dance, which is to that jump, jump, jump around. The video that I did find, I do not know if it was the arena, the video, or the music, but it was the most echoey music I've ever heard. And I do think that like this 90s style of like rapping and I don't know. I think my first thought is, wow, this style of music doesn't always translate to the ice super organically. I feel like that style of movement is way more static and it's just hard to make it look true to form on the ice. And I don't know. It also kind of like made me chuckle a little bit. Like ice dancers skating to jump was just like, hee hee ha ha, right?
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah. I'm watching this like a second grader, okay? Now,
can I say something about the Browns rhythm dance?
Yeah.
No.
This is my time.
No, I think the Browns, and I know you'll get to the free dance, but I think the Browns have done a great job with sibling music, TM. This year.
Trademark this.
Really good job. This jump around gets a little repetitive for my taste, but what I will say is that it looks hard as hell to do the pace that they do through this whole program. And it's very like, it's like, you know, Meryl and Charlie level, like they are racing through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive.
But
it's
I
like,
feel
it's very good.
That's the Browns. Like, I feel like every time I watch, especially their rhythm dances, I watch it and I'm like, God, that looks hard.
Yeah.
And
high
not
energy
in a
rhythm
like,
dance team,
whoa, that's
for sure.
Challenging for them, but just you can tell that what they're
just
doing
looks
is
hard
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. I'm not saying it looks challenging. I'm saying it is, and they do it really impressively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I am so sorry. That was the rhythm dance that I caught. We're going to move right
Wait,
into...
do they do headstands?
Yeah.
They do. This is where they do the... But they're really
they
secure
do.
Headstands.
I know.
I'm going to give them credit for that.
There's a few... Like I said, there's like a few people I give a pass to like insane things that I think everyone should get a fine
and it's
for.
Siblings with neck strength. And that's kind of it.
The Browns are teetering on Children of the Void. A little. Okay.
Yes, because their siblings
kind of already have to be on the verge of void.
Yeah.
Like I would totally. Oh my gosh, their names are escaping me and I love them. The Scottish dance team, brother sister dance team.
The Cares.
Oh, the Cares.
The Cares, yeah. Children of the Void.
Yeah.
The like fallen angel program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Browns are teetering on it. We should push them into the void.
Let's push them in.
They're always like doing what works for them and have not always trained at like, you know, big schools like everybody else. Like they're off kind of doing what like their own thing. So that these are criteria for Children of the Void.
Yeah. So I think
they're checking off some boxes on the list.
They are. You guys, I was so nervous about starting the dance because I know that I'm not qualified. And so I didn't even tell you what happened before I started talking about it. So before we even get into the meat and potatoes, and when I say meat and potatoes, I kind of mean just like a side of peas. First of all, congratulations to Diana Davis and Glebs Mulligan, who took away this event by storm. I mean, they won by, what, well over 10 points. This was their event. Una and Gage Brown were second. And then our new favorites, the Swedish team, Mila Rud-Reiten and Nikolai Majorov. Majorov, thank you. We're in third.
Love them.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so good. Yeah, they're great.
As soon as I finished watching their free dance, I ended up sending it to a group chat that I'm in with a couple of skaters and was like, have you seen him dance yet?
I know. It's like he's
kind of crazy.
Unrecognizable that he was a freestyle skater. And now as an ice dancer, I'm like, oh my God, you're hot.
And good.
Yeah.
Two important things to Adam.
Being hot
to all
and
of
good.
Us, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what I think I'm really the most impressed with from him is his extension. Like, he really manages her incredibly well. I think that they're matched well. They look great together on the ice. From my time on Stars on Ice, my little partnering that I did. With Nathan Chen. I think partnering is really difficult. And
yeah.
The tension that you need to maintain with your partner and then to be able to do that, get speed, and then create these intricate patterns on the ice. Like, it's no easy feat to just go out and start dancing. And sometimes I think that is a little bit lost in the conversation of just how hard the transition into dance is. Sure, there might be lower risk in some ways because you're not jumping, but there's a million other things that you have to navigate. And so watching him out on the ice, so impressed. I also just love her. I think she's a beautiful skater.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it speaks to how good she is that obviously he was learning from her as well.
Yeah, I thought that they were fabulous. So really happy to just kind of see them again out on the ice. I know I started with the Browns rhythm dance. I do want to get into the free dance. Sibling music.
TM.
That I never thought would be sibling music. The Godfather. It's in the family.
It's all in the family.
Wait, that's because I've never seen any of this stuff. Genius.
It's okay.
Are you saying you've never seen the program or you've never seen The Godfather?
Both.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you meant.
But for them to skate to the God, that's so smart.
I know. Yeah. There's nothing like two proud Irish kids skating to Italian mafia music. And
I mean, both like Irish and Italian immigrants have had organized crime in the U.S.
And unorganized crime.
And also many other countries have had organized crime. Mm-hmm.
But these two in particular.
It's a common thread throughout the fabric of our lives.
Yeah, that's right. Crime. I mean, what's more human than crime when it's organized.
Then jail right. time.
Or avoiding it.
Yeah.
Okay, so their starting position makes my lower back so uncomfortable.
Good.
So she starts, I'm going to demonstrate. She starts back like that. He leans okay. back over her. So it's like head on top of head, but back bend.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
My back is cracking right now.
Mm-hmm. Crunch, 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 munch, munch.
Crunch, crunch. Yeah, so I think it's a great program for them. Really smart. He has facial hair that, who am I to judge? Because I'm not growing any facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
I don't know.
That we know of.
Mm-hmm. That we know of. If the facial hair makes me buy into the concept more or less, that's what I will say.
Okay.
I don't know if I have a stance on it yet. I just know that I think it takes a while to like grow a thick mustache, and I think he just needs more time.
Mm-hmm. I think if you can't grow a thick mustache, but you are, and like I said, I haven't seen this, but if you are using the mustache as a prop, you can fill it in with a little eyebrow pencil. So I think that's a tip for the audience.
Take note. Yeah. Fill it in. And he has a little patch down here too. Fill it in. Fill it. Make it a little bit darker.
A soul patch? Like Apollo, Anton, Ono?
Less that. I'm not into the beard terminology. It's like a little, it's very pointy. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, hard to describe.
Like a goatee.
This is what I'm saying.
Like a wizard?
It feels like, yeah, it just feels like it needs to be figured out a bit more.
Okay.
I don't know if I love
the beard terminology that Ashley knows.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Needs to be figured out mm-hmm. a bit more.
Build shaped. In. They have a straight line lift at the end that I don't know if I'm like very crazy about. She kind of like, I have one. She like mounts him.
We are really relying really are, on the video yeah, for this for this say. Section.
Yeah, she's.
And I want you to know, I'll dictate what Ashley showed me. She showed me a limp wrist, and then she showed me what you would describe of like rock paper scissors. And she put the scissors through her wrist. And so
the limp
you take
wrist.
Through the, excuse me, thank you. Yeah. So you take that visual and do with it what you must.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I love it. She then like flips over, but she does love a really long skirt. So then when she flips over, like
she's
just draped in her skirt.
Oh, okay.
So, and then they lost a little bit of speed. But I think like for where they are at this point in the season, great.
Yeah.
Smart program for them. Like it. I like them.
I do too.
I think that they're
like them too.
Easy to get behind.
Can I say something about her long skirts? Is that there is a specific, like knee length is, I think, unacceptable, but Una always takes it to like mid calf. It's like longer than some women would dare to go. Mm-hmm. And there's something about it where it's like, if you're going to do a long skirt,
commit.
That's the length. Floor length.
Yeah.
And by floor length, I mean mid-calf.
Yeah.
T-length. A T-dress.
Yes. T-length.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. And then we can get into Diana and Gleb. So I just want to say, I feel like, first of all, coming from me, I have had level 2 step sequences at times where I feel like I had deeper edges than them as a team. I feel like it can get a little bit flat mm-hmm. and they just feel really stiff to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am telling the listeners and the two of you to your face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am not an ice dance expert. And so you are hearing the opinion of someone who doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, but I think
it just feels really stiff. Like
this is the way other people are going to see it. Like not everyone is an ice dance expert.
Like
I think that's a really high bar that most people who watch these programs can't meet. So I like hearing your perspective on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and I'm not even saying I'm an ice dance expert. I think I know more about it than you do, but like, I still think that's a higher bar than I'm able to clear. Like, but I love hearing what you're saying about it, because that's what I was telling you is like, when you watch a series of ice dance programs, you'll know which ones are good, even if you can't always pinpoint why.
Yeah. Like, I watched this right after the Browns, and I mean, one thing to note is like, Una slices Gage's Brown at Gage's neck.
His
at
Brown?
The end.
His Brown. No, not his
neck
Brown.
At the end, and there's like drama, and they're just so like energetic and connected, and you're watching them. And then to switch over to Diana and Gleb, it's like just a completely different style, right? Their vibe is totally different. And I feel like, A, because we're talking about U.S. athletes so much, I feel like I know a decent amount about Una and Gage, right? I feel like we've covered them for a while. And so when they go out onto the ice, I know a little bit more about their story. I think also part of my problem is that, you know, like, you can't control who your parents are. So this has nothing to do with who Diana Davis's mom is.
Yeah.
But I wish that I knew more about them as a team so that...
Other than that.
So that I could buy into them more. But that's like all I know. And then they try so hard to make, to like disconnect themselves from that entire part of her life that I feel like it then just becomes the only thing that people talk about.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I think it's always true. I think that the more you know about something or someone, the more, you know, invested that you can be in what they're, in what they're doing. So
yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
So they were decent. Nothing that I was like, whoa, this is so exciting. Like, I didn't necessarily feel that, but top of the field.
You know, Ash, I think you'll get there, because I don't even associate Diana Davis with, like, I know her mom is a Terry, but I don't even associate them with her or like whatever. I feel them doing their own thing. So you're going to get there.
No, they do. They do their own thing. I just want to like know more about them as a team, I guess. And that's like part of it is on me, right? There's plenty out there, I'm sure. The final thing that I want to know, Leah and Artem of the U.S. made an appearance here. They were fifth. I watched their free dance. This program has 8 cuts of music. I was listening to it and was like, whoa, 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 whoa. They're skating to Napoleon.
Okay. 8 cuts. Wow.
Well, this program is so fast, and I believe their coach choreographs for them as well. She doesn't leave a millisecond unchoreographed. It's just packed. And then my last note I have is lots of swinging her around out of nowhere. She's just like always kind of in some position being swung. But
is it necessary to swing your wife like that?
Yeah. Yeah, your wife. So that's that on the dance event.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great work.
Thank you,
Ashley.
Oh, wait, I have one thing.
Oh,
great.
Can I get your opinion? Okay.
Yes.
It's actually the first note that I made.
And you skipped it?
Yeah.
She was like, this one isn't good.
And it's in all caps, too. Okay. It says a lot of buns in this free dance event. Okay. I understand that a bun is a practical hairstyle, but when I come to dance, I want to see a fun hairstyle. I'm like, I get ponytails and buns from the women in the singles event. I get buns from the pairs event. Like, this is my one place where I get to see like the really crazy fun things you guys do with your hair. And I'm seeing a lot of buns. Do we feel like...
I think now that you've brought it up, it's going to be a new mountain for me to climb.
This is a mountain. I'm putting a mountain in front of myself. I just don't want to see so many buns.
No, I think you're right. Well, this is where it's like you can experiment with skirt length and hair length. Right. And those are two things that are sort of measurement based that I think that we should think about a bit more.
I just get really excited about the cool stuff that all the dancers do with their hair. And when I see like five buns, I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. I think that's
that was my
like
first note. On yeah, the
that's
dance
one of
event.
The final things on the packaging list for teams, probably. But like, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I wonder if all of these teams will stay with the bun, mm-hmm. or if it's an early season styling and we'll see something else.
Let's hope.
You know, some women, and I hate to say this in front of two women, can't be trusted to do anything but a bun. And I can say this as someone who
so
coached
true.
A girl. Whose name was Mariah Bell.
She gets named only... once an episode. Named and well, shamed once an episode. We need to make a segment.
We do. Well, listen, she could only be trusted for a while to do a haragami bun where she was whipping that thing out, twist, 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 slap, slap, and it would go into a perfect bun. And then when she decided to experiment, and I say that in quotes, with hairstyles, they did fall out. So sometimes... A young woman in her journey to becoming a old woman
right.
can't be trusted to not use a haragami.
Okay. Well,
so I just throw that out there.
That's fair. On that note, I think now it's time for an exciting new segment that is being brought to us by the one, the only, not Olympic champion, Sarah Hughes.
Yeah. I will say that I want to give credit where it's due. I listened to a great college football podcast called The Solid Verbal, who does a segment like this. So I just want to give them credit because that's where I got this idea. And if you like college football, I very much recommend their show. So what we did, if you didn't see it, is yesterday we put up a prompt on our Instagram story that said, I'm a fan of blank and I'm feeling blank. And we got a lot of responses.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. I'm so excited.
And there were no rules about how long it needed to be, or if it needed to be about a skater. It could be about anything. We wanted this to be sort of free form. Tell us what you're feeling. And now we're going to talk about some of the things that we heard. Some of them I'll just like read. Some of them I think we can react and discuss.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I want to give a shout out, and I'm not going to identify people on this. I promised that I would not. So, I want to read the person's response who was our very first responder, just to give them credit for
and
their
it's always good to give
participation
our props to the first responders.
That's yes. right. We love the first responders on this podcast. And this one says, I'm a fan of Alyssa Liu and I'm feeling nervous and hopeful. So
I think that's wait, did
I've
you guys see that? Who's the singer of her short program? Like Laufey or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. That called her up on stage.
Yes. And a lot of the fans of the musical artist were. So the musical artist said, like, I'm going to have a best dressed competition. And the musical artist said, the best dressed is actually right here. It's Alyssa Liu. And Alyssa was wearing her short program dress. And all of like the
and her
fans
world
of the
championship medal too, right? Wasn't she wearing the medal? Yeah.
Oh yeah. And the fans of this artist were like, we dressed up for a competition and you already chose a predetermined winner?
Yeah.
So that they were upset.
That was on her. That's
on the musical artist because I'm also on the fan side.
I'm on the fan side.
Right.
If I dressed up for a competition that I had no chance.
Yeah. Oh, don't make me do that.
Why do you think I reacted to all of these competitions the way that I did?
Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay. I'm a fan of Fiercer Flutz and I'm feeling ready for the Grand Prix draft. So we've got some anticipation happening there.
Okay.
I'm a fan of rewarding the moment, and I'm feeling like I'll be mourning the 6.0 system at the Olympics.
I mean, to that I say, haven't we been mourning the 6.0 system since it left?
For many years.
For many years.
I've been mourning it at least since this summer.
Since the lore.
Since the lore episodes.
For sure.
Yeah, the lore episodes did not help.
No.
No.
We've been talking.
And to that end, I have another response that says, I'm a fan of skating and I feel like the ISU isn't. there were several responses in this vein about, you know, like ice dance in particular being ruined by the current rules and about scoring not feeling quite right under the current system.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think we're in like a rough place. I think when you watch the programs now, I think a lot of skaters are doing the best that
they
can.
They're doing the best they can.
But there is a lack of freedom that they every discipline is like suffering from right now, and it's like very obvious. The rules have become very cumbersome. You have Jason Brown doing a cartwheel.
Yeah, free right? Jason Brown.
Right. Look what you made Jason Brown do.
Yeah.
Reform the ISU.
I'm a fan of Jimmy Ma, and I'm feeling like a tinfoil hat wearer when I scheme up different ways he could end up on the Olympic team.
You know
I
what?
I say he could. Like
he could.
He
could.
Really, with the, I
a
think the
tinfoil hat.
You're not in a tin. No, that I that's
scheme,
so funny.
Scheme up was so funny.
It's not a scheme. I think he really could. And that's what's annoying about him, is that he really could, and I worry that he wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, what's frustrating with Jimmy is, well, it's like what Adam was talking about with Maddie Skizis. He has all of the pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he just has trouble with the consistency needed to build a resume and build a groundswell of support. Needed to make you feel like, yeah, he's going to make the Olympic team.
He's our
guy. Right now, it's just sort of, I don't know. He could.
Right.
He really could. That third spot feels really.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah. I would say he's on the outside of the.
He's on the bubble.
Many people who have been on the outside have made Olympic teams, though.
Who have
like,
made
I
it to the inside.
It's just, yeah.
So, I think he's like two or three very good competitions away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we all though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
I got a lot of feelings about the videos of Maya and Alex Shibutani in their training session that surfaced last week. I don't actually know when those videos are from, but if people did not see these, I'm not recommending them as viewing. I'm just, if you didn't see them, essentially some live barn videos from their rink, what appeared to be a private ice session came out. It was about 30 minutes of content is what I saw that mostly consists of Alex yelling at Maya primarily.
Yeah. I mean, it's a rough watch. Not really recommended to go check it out. I think you are seeing, I've seen a lot of conversation go back and forth about this. And I think as athletes, there's a couple of things. No matter what kind of ice you have, a training session is, you should assume it's a public space. We know what rinks have live barn in them. That's like something that we are made aware of. And you actually can request that live barn is turned off. So that's another thing that is possible. I think that you can make the argument that he's really frustrated and really dysregulated. And they have a lot of pressure on them. They have sponsors. They haven't competed in years. They're making a comeback. There's like a lot of pressure on this team. But at the end of the day, no matter how dysregulated you are in that moment, I don't think that you can ever excuse the way that he's speaking to Maya. It's just unacceptable. That's not an appropriate way to talk to your partner and not an appropriate way. Siblings too. Never speak to anyone like that.
It's really uncomfortable. I only saw a few minutes of it and felt like wildly uncomfortable watching it. It's not good. It's really not good. There was something in the women's event. So Ah Soon Yoon, she skates to Les Mis. And I want to quote Anne Hathaway. There was a time when men were kind and their words were inviting. And this was not one of those times with this live barn video.
No.
It's just bad.
Yeah, there's not really a great way to slice it. And you can't, but I think the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling Ashley, you know, like, I feel like probably some of my worst moments where I've said some of the cruelest things have probably been in fights with my sibling. And like that being what it is, that doesn't excuse the way he's speaking to her. And I'm talking about maybe when I was 17 years old. Like these are adult people. I don't speak to anyone like that at this point in my life, including my sibling. People
in a work environment, right? Yeah. Like that's our training days. Your
partners in on the ice, and in many ways, they are partners in many ventures off of the ice as well. So it's just like, you know, to show that little respect to that person who's your equal and your partner it's a shame to see.
It's a shame to see, considering, you know, the legacy that they've really built up on this teamwork, kindness, appreciation of each other, and then to see actions that kind of directly contradict that image that they try to push out. That's unfortunate and really, really just like shitty to hear Alex speaking to anyone that way, let alone his sister, who he is training to come back with to fight for an Olympic spot, who is a cancer survivor, like already doing the most. That's just really shitty to see that.
Yeah. So,
I think that's kind of all we can say to that, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go on to another response that is a little happier. Well, to some. It says, I'm a fan of Anna Pogorelia, and I'm feeling like she didn't fall. She descended theatrically.
Descended makes it sound like it was soft.
Gradual.
Descended plummeted. Theatrically is
plummeted
so good.
Theatrically. Yeah. Yeah. Sank. Well, theatrically.
The best sinking part, takes a while.
No, it's not that. There is theatrics, and then what she gives you is descending, plummeting, plopping.
Yeah.
Sinking. She gives you.
She'll do a lot range. She's a variety. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a
and
few
then
in this vein.
At the end of the day, she is crestfallen. That's
to her knees theatrically. And has to be dragged off the ice. Mm.
Yes. I love it. I got a few in this vein, but this is the wording of the one that made me laugh the most. I'm a fan of artsy Frenchmen with a history of imploding spectacularly, and I'm feeling stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed about Kevin too.
I think that is not
I
the only person.
I think it's an
that
overarching.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kevin,
there
Adam.
There were some Adam stressed responses to this prompt. Yeah. So we Wait, are feeling I'll, for all of you.
I'll tell you guys that for a while I've been the only Adam in figure skating. And every once in a while, if I like see the results of something or if I see somebody like talking about something, it'll show up like on my Twitter feed and it'll be like, oh, great. Another Adam bombing. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? And it's not about me.
Yeah, I know.
This one says I'm a fan of Roman, who I take to mean Roman Sadovsky. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling more stressed than he ever seems.
And it'll stay that way, too.
A lot of people thought they were being so clever, and they said, I'm a fan of Michael Bublé, and I'm feeling good.
That's funny.
So thank you to those of you who did that. I did get one response that was just someone reacting with the crying face. Mm-hmm. No other response.
You they're okay?
Just sad. Maybe they're feeling sad, or maybe they're sad about this segment. I am not sure, but I hope mm-hmm. that maybe we've cheered you up with some of these. I'm a fan of Riverdance programs, and I'm feeling very excited for this season. Yeah. This sport is for you.
You're getting a few of them.
Yeah. I'm a fan of smokers' rights, and I'm feeling short of breath.
Good. Good. Conditioning. Just remember, it's all about conditioning.
I'm a fan of Chaeyoung Kim, and I'm feeling fearful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that.
Yeah.
I understand why.
I think I'm to psych yourself up, you should watch Tron about 13 times, and then you'll start to feel better.
Then you'll feel it. Yeah.
That's where you're going to get your courage from. That's where we all draw our courage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the movie 3000. It'll get you.
I'm a fan of Monet Chiba, and I'm feeling the same way about her skating as I do Satoko Miyahara's. Really, really moved.
Mm-hmm.
I think
don't.
We need some time in the oven for that feeling.
And I love her.
For me.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes.
You can be moved. Absolutely. I don't think she moves me in the way that Satoko does.
I think she can.
Right,
I think
but
she
she's
could
young.
Get there. Lose the gloves.
Yeah.
Satoko wasn't wearing gloves because she was performing.
Yeah.
Adam, I know you're going to appreciate this. I'm a fan of a great layback spin, and I'm feeling like I'll never see them again, ever.
You're not, and that's, at the moment, you're not gonna. Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
And as a finale, I'm a fan of wearing gloves. And I'm feeling attacked and unashamed.
Good. Well,
all right. Well, you should feel attacked.
And you should feel
bring
shame.
Bring back shame.
Yeah, bring it back. Listen, there are a few things that should be covered on the body, and that is the private parts, but it's not the hands.
Yeah.
Because those
I'm having
were
these
meant...
conversations every day with my daughter, and I never talk about hands.
No. You go, it's the hands should be out. And about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't believe in it. And the thing is that like we know that mesh exists that can be the same color as someone's skin. We've seen it on Isabel Levito. We've seen it on Amber
That's
Glenn.
True.
It's I didn't realize that Amber's necklaces were on top of mesh because my first reaction aren't they bouncing around? No, they're fake.
Yeah. It's
they're
good mesh.
Attached to mesh. Get the gloves. Made in a mesh that matches. Nobody is the Ashley
Not
talked
Mondor
about this.
Suntan.
Yeah, I was just going to say Ashley's talked about the shade Mondor Suntan, which is the color of some sort. It's like the crayon color of nude. Like it's not nobody's that color. Me, listen, I'm not afraid to talk about myself ever. My skin color naturally is the color of raw chicken. And so, I'd have to kind of source that one out, and I wouldn't be going in Mondor Sunkissed.
Yeah.
And so we
You'd
all
be going
have
in
our
Mondor raw chicken.
Raw chicken, yes, pink.
Yeah, special ordering the raw
Fleshy
chicken
pink.
Shade.
Yes. What a fun segment.
I like it. That's fun.
Yeah. Very thank good. You all for participating. I think TBD. How often it makes sense to check in on people's feelings? Maybe like once a month or something. We could see during the season.
Yeah.
You know, like when we're feeling like, you know, let's see how the world is feeling.
How you're feeling.
I love doing this. So thank you to everyone who responded. I hope you're not discouraged if we didn't read your response this time. The more responses, the better.
The better.
We love hearing from you. So, and thank you, Adam and Ashley.
And thank you, Sarah.
Thank
and everyone,
you.
Remember, two live shows at Skate America. If you're watching,
at
Ashley's
Skate
put
America.
Up the banner at Skate America. Scottish Pride and Smoker's Rights. Tickets go live on Wednesday. If you're a member of the Patreon, you'll have early access that only you will have as a Patreon member. That's next week. You can find
Tuesday,
our Patreon.
October Tuesday, October 14th for Patreon members. Wednesday, October 15th for non-Patreon subscribers. we can't wait for these live shows. We can't wait to see you guys there. And we do have a limited supply of tickets because Lake Placid is much smaller than Boston.
Yeah.
And actually the whole town of Lake Placid might be smaller than Banners. I'm not sure.
Quite possible.
But
I spent a lot of time there and I have to say it is.
Yeah.
I can't wait. The last time I was in Lake Placid, I dislocated my shoulder. Fingers crossed I do it again.
The last time I was in Lake Placid, I ran a turkey trot with Ashley's mom and brother and Andrea Joyce.
The last time I was in Lake Placid, I stopped my program halfway through because my ankle was getting eaten out.
Yes. And on that note.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.